We're going to get a chance to talk a little Atlantic football now with head coach Mike McDermott. And coach, we thank you for taking some time.
Yeah, Chris, thank you. And thank you to KJN for covering our football squad.
Well, coach, new seasons always bring new challenges and trying to fit guys in where you think they're going to help the team best. How has the early portion of the season gone here so far for you?
Well, even going a little bit earlier, I thought our summer weightlifting program, directed by Coach Hall, one of our freshman coaches, did a great job. A lot of kids in the weight room over the summer. That just shows you, you know, guys want to get better, and that's transferred now into the preseason. Everybody seems to be pretty healthy. We've had decent weather to practice in, maybe one hot day, and that's what we're looking for is to stay healthy.
Well, every year's a new team. Obviously, there's turnover naturally every season. You did lose a pretty dynamic player in Chase Mullinex, a talented athlete in a lot of different sports, but that probably changes a little bit how you want to go about running your offense here this year. I guess talk about what you're wanting to accomplish there and how that's kind of shaping up.
Yeah, you know, lost a lot of talented seniors, and certainly Chase, you know, both offensively and defensively, kind of did it all for special teams too. So we're going to have to replace a lot of that production. But as I told our team, you know, you lose a key figure maybe in your quarterback, but that's the opportunity now for maybe a DN to step up that's coming back, or an offensive tackle, or a running back, or somebody else. So we're looking for other guys to step up now, and it might be in a different position. So that's what we're kind of focusing on, building some depth here before we get into the season and figuring out, hey, who's going to replace some of this production?
Well, obviously that position in particular always gets attention just because of the nature of touching the ball every time you get the snap off. How's that competition gone there at that spot?
Well, it's been really good. A lot of young kids. So Keaton Jewell, just a junior, Garrett McLaren, a sophomore, and even Caden Anderson, a freshman. We took him along to preseason camp with us just to see what he could do. And all three of them, very coachable. We're not looking for anybody that needs to be a Chase Mullinex or the next Dan Marino going back to the 80s. We just need a guy that can get us in the right play, hand the ball off, take care of the football, and move the chains. And I think we've got other guys that can step up and maybe make some plays for him.
Well, I know last year a lot of what you wanted to do was to try to work the edges a little bit, get guys out in open space because you had a lot of speed and talented guys out there that could touch the ball. What are you working with this year? What are you going to kind of lean on this year?
Well, you know, breaking in a new quarterback, no matter who that is, we told our kids last week that we got to be able to run the football. So we're going to need to establish the run. You know, Tyler Moen is going to be a guy that's going to have to carry us early on as we get that young quarterback, whoever that is, you know, some snaps. So we need to run the football multiple different ways, whether that's in the between the tackles, off tackle, outside, and using some misdirection too. And then the big thing off of that is going to be able to play action pass. And to be able to play action pass, that means you have to run the football effectively or nobody's biting on that run fake. So we think, you know, guys like Colin Mullinex, Skylar Hanlos, Grant Sturm, we've got a couple of really nice tight ends right now, and Garrett Reynolds, Niall Peterson. We're doing some double tight stuff. So, guys, I think we're capable of doing it, and now we're just getting them some reps in practice. So,
on the other side of the ball, defensively, what's that going like there for you? Anything philosophy-wise that you're changing there, or trying to do some of the same stuff you have?
Well, you know, later in the season last year, we had to adapt a little bit more to the spread offenses. So we've kind of gone to a 4-2 scheme. You're seeing that a lot around the state. It seems to be easier to match up against the spread teams that we're going to see and that we're going to need to beat for us to get in the playoff race. So we've kind of just gone with a straight, you know, four linemen front, defensive line-wise, and then two middle linebackers, so to speak. And then we're kind of mixing and matching in the back end there with our defensive backs and free safeties. So I think, you know, that's what you'll see, but it's going to have to come from us up front. We've got to put pressure on guys. And if we can do that, I think we'll be successful.
Well, and I think you've obviously seen the game evolve a little bit in that direction with a lot more teams wanting to play that spread type of offense and try to get guys out in space against, you know, more one-on-one type matchups. It just places more of an emphasis on guys to be versatile. You're not just going to go out there and be a cover guy on the edge. You're not just going to go in the middle and sit and tackle guys in the box every time. You got to be able to adapt and play in both parts of the field.
Yeah, we tell our defensive guys, every one of you has to, number one, be able to run and be able to tackle. You know, sometimes you might be covering, sometimes you might not, but you've got to be able to tackle in the open field. And so we spend a lot of time on that with our linebackers and defensive backs. And the guys up front also, they got to be able to run a little bit sideline to sideline with a lot of teams in the shotgun and those type of things. So a little bit different for us offensively, though. We're kind of turning back the clock, going back to a little bit more I formation stuff, just kind of doing it out of multiple formations. Unbalanced stuff, and so it'll be kind of a blast from the past for us. But you're right, defensively, we got to be prepared for everything.
Well, and usually being successful in that regard against those teams that will play that way, you got to have a couple of guys that are pretty talented in being versatile like that. I know you do have some guys with some good speed back. You know, you've already mentioned a guy like Tyler Mullen and a guy like Colin Mullinex. Are those the kind of guys that kind of fit that mold of playing in that kind of gap between the inside and the outside?
Definitely. You know, you add to the mix guys like Joe Weaver, who, you know, doubles as a wrestler, and those guys seem to, you know, be great open field tacklers, and that's why we want our kids out for multiple sports. You know, we've got basketball guys, wrestling guys, but that translates to what you're just saying, being able to do multiple different things on the football field. We've got a lot of guys that way. And even up front, you know, Cale Roller is going to have to play both ways. He's playing offensive tackle, and then he's going to turn around and play D-end on our strong side, and he's going to have to be able to move sideline to sideline as well. So, you know, that's why we preach being out for multiple sports. It translates on the football field.
Every team has a little bit of a unique personality. What have you seen from this group here so far? I know last year we were pretty pleased with the positive attitude that everybody had throughout this season. Have you seen some good morale here early?
Yeah, I've really seen. I think our seniors have really stepped up, you know, on their end of things here early on. Great leadership out of them so far, you know, moving from drill to drill and in practice. You know, one of their main goals that they talked about that they wanted to do was centered around legacy. You know, we're going to have probably a change of some type to the Trojan Bowl. You know, that was back in 1932, I think. Looking at my notes, that was built, and now that's going to change a little bit. So how that is, we don't really know for sure yet. But for our guys, you know, that's a big boost to them. This is kind of the last year since 1932 that it'll look the way it probably once did. So they want to leave a good legacy too. And so a lot of our stuff is focused around that. And I think they've done a tremendous job so far of leading.
Any other guys here in the early practice that you maybe want to point out that have kind of stood out and shown themselves to be good contributors here early in the season?
Well, I think, you know, line-wise, we're not going to be the tallest and weigh 300 pounds or anything like that, but I certainly like the guys that we have up there now. We've got a transfer in. Sage Archibald's playing a little tackle for us. Devin McKay's been playing some guard. Gunnar Kirkhoff's been playing the other guard. Both those guys will see some time playing both ways on the D-line as well. They've looked really good. Brody O'Brien's back. He's at center. He's been doing some long snapping stuff for us too, and also is going to probably do some punting for us as well. So, you know, that core group of guys up front, along with, as we mentioned, with Cale Roller, you know, they've been doing some nice things. And like I said, they're not going to be 6'6", 300, but I certainly like, you know, their demeanor up there so far.
Well, Coach, it's always an exciting time of the year. You know, everybody's got their expectations up and their morale up, getting ready to get out there and hit somebody else, not wearing their same jersey. So I'm sure the guy's excited to do that. We appreciate you taking some time to give us a little insight here how the team's coming along.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. And that's a little preview here of Trojan football coming up for the 2019 season.